Now, the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad visits a district on the outskirts of Damascus where army troops fight against foreign-backed militants. The visit took place in Jobar on the occasion of the New Year. The Syrian President praised the frontline soldiers for fighting in the face of terrorism. According to the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, the district came under heavy air force strikes on Wednesday. The Syrian government forces have been fighting against the militants since early 2011, when extremist groups seized large parts of the country. The army has achieved major gains against the insurgents in the past few months. Meanwhile, the Syrian army has evacuated more than 150 families from the eastern region of Al-Ghouta, and resettled them in the capital, Damascus. Press TV's Zahra Derzi has the story.
Syrian army continues with its operations in the eastern Ghouta region. It has also secured a safe passage for more than 160 families stuck inside the city of Douma. Women, elderly and children have arrived in Damascus with faces that reflect long months of cruelty by militants who have starved them and deprived them of their essential needs. But now they have been resettled in the state accommodation center.
There are about 600 families living here. We're providing them with all sorts of services, such as psychological support for kids, medical care, food and shelter.
We escaped militant brutality in Douma. Everything was expensive. They would steal our food and medicine and then sell it back to us at a higher price.
Meanwhile, 150 armed men and army deserters laid down their arms and surrendered in order to reintegrate into the society.
I was a director for Militant Shura Council in Douma. They are spreading many rumors to prevent people from leaving Ghouta and laying down their arms.
Many believe that the recent development may encourage those who are still holding guns against the government inside Ghouta to take the same path. This is in turn could help shrink the size of clashes around the capital Damascus and give room to more of a national reconciliation agreement. Should this happen, it is going to be just another proof that the Syrian army has the upper hand in the battlefield.
Those families have fled their home because of starvation, which is used by terrorists as a weapon to siege people and use them as a human shield to deter attacks by Syrian army. Zahra Derzi, Press TV, Damascus.